Familiar. Written by Ghost Houses. Read by Nonplussed. Fandom, The Untamed. Pairing, 金玲, 蓝景怡, 蓝思追, 欧阳子珍. Rating, explicit. No archive warnings apply. There. 景怡 finishes with the last knot and steps back to admire his work. Zijin looks up and gives his bound wrists a little experimental tug, eyeing the ceiling beam that the other end of the rope is attached to. Anticipation curls pleasantly in his gut.
Good? 景怡 asks.
Your knots are always good, Zijin tells him with a little bat of his eyes. 景怡 smirks at him.
I know, but I like to hear it.
He turns around to retrieve the blindfold, and Zijin admires the taut lines of his thighs as he walks away.
Enjoy it while you can,
Xinling says, arms crossed over his chest. He's standing a little way off from the bed, naked except for the vermilion mark on his forehead. Zijin gives him an obvious once-over, slow enough that Xinling squirms a little under his gaze. I am, he says with a little dramatic sigh. I'm going to miss you guys so much. Jinling rolls his eyes, but Zijin hears Sizhui laugh and turns his head to catch him sliding out of his inner robe, silk falling down his arms. He brushes his hair off his shoulder in a long, smooth gesture. Zijin is the luckiest man alive.
That's sweet, Sizhui says.
The blindfold ends up being one of Jingyi's belts, because no one remembered to bring one. This feels like an improvement, honestly, as if the whole thing is a sudden, passionate affair, and not like they've been sending letters for weeks about what they were going to do the next time they were all in Lanling at the same time. Not that Zijin is mad about the letters. They were very good letters. Too bad your forehead ribbons are too thin, huh? Zijin tries, as Jingyi fits the belt over his eyes. Maybe if you used both of them?
You just like touching them, Jingyi says.
I do, Zijin admits. He has to assume that Jingyi is smiling at him, because the world has now gone dark.
Can you see?
Not at all.
Good.
Jingyi's hands trail from the back of his head to the front, holding his face for a brief, gentle kiss. And then Zijin is kneeling all alone on the bed, hands tied above his head, blindfolded, and already about half-hard.
Do we need to come up with rules?
Jinling asks.
What, like a point system? A bunch of categories for touches based on difficulty? No.
Jinling starts, raising his voice to interrupt Jingyi.
I meant, are there rewards or punishments if he guesses right or wrong, or if we fuck up?
Let's just see how this goes, Sidre says. We can adjust later if we want. All right with you, Zijin?
Uh-huh.
Zijin is just thinking about touching in general. He shifts his knees apart a little, sitting down a little more on his heels.
Look at him.
Jingyi says fondly. Zijin makes a kissy face in his direction. It's quiet after that. Zijin feels the tingle of anticipation again, of uncertainty. He turns his head instinctively towards the first sound he hears, footsteps approaching the bed, and then a hand lands on his thigh. There's a quiet, indistinct breath before it draws off, palm first, fingers lingering. Then the footsteps retreat. That's it, he says after a minute. You're going to have to give me more than that.
Just guess, Jinling says.
Jinling? Jingyi laughs.
He got it.
Lucky guess, Jinling says.
Okay, Zijin wiggles a little. Give me another one. There's a pause where he assumes they're communicating somehow, and then someone approaches him again. This time, the touch is on his arms, fingers dancing up from his shoulders to his forearms and ending at his fingertips. A shiver runs up his spine.
"This is too hard," he whines after they've backed away. "Can you just touch me and I don't have to do anything?"
"That's not as fun," Jing Yi says.
Zichen pouts.
He could just guess wildly again. 1 out of 3 is pretty good odds.
But if he really thinks about it, they all have calluses from their sword work, of course, but these were maybe Guqin calluses? Sichui?
Damn, Jing Yi says.
Still just luck, Jinling says.
We'll see,
Sichui says, his smile clear in his voice. The next touch comes on a little strong, fingers going straight for his nipples. Zichen gasps, pushing forward as much as the rope will let him for more, forgetting for a moment what he's supposed to be doing. Then the fingers move over to his sides, finding the sensitive skin near his armpits.
"Not fair,"
Zichen complains between giggles, twisting away. His assailant laughs.
"Oh, Jing Yi?"
"Aw, shit,"
Jing Yi says, pulling away.
"You can't make any noise, Jing Yi. Are you even trying?"
Jinling asks.
"You know it's not a real contest, right?"
Jing Yi replies.
"We're all still going to get off."
"That's not the point. The point..."
"Kiss!" Sijue and Zichen order at the same time. Jinling starts to groan, but the sound is quickly muffled, and Zichen hears the soft smack of lips and skin contact. Footsteps approach the bed, and a kiss is placed on his forehead.
"Sijue,"
Zichen says.
"Doesn't count,"
Sijue replies, but Zichen beams at him, and Sijue gives him a peck on the lips before retreating. After Jing Yi and Jinling break apart, there's another brief silence, and then Zichen feels someone come in very close, kneeling over one of his thighs. Hair brushes against his chest, and a thumb pulls at his mouth. Zichen wraps his lips around it, enjoying the salty taste of skin and the way the other fingers dig harder into his jaw. He wonders how long his partner will stay if he doesn't say anything, if he can angle himself so that he can get something to touch his cock. But there's a long piece of hair near his face, and he's hit by the unmistakable scent of sandalwood and can't resist. "Oh, this is Alan," Zichen says, then runs his tongue languidly around the finger in his mouth.
"Which one?"
Jinling says from across the room. Zichen bites down on the thumb, not too hard, but enough to notice. His partner sucks in a breath.
"Oh, Jing Yi."
"Damn,"
Jing Yi says. He stands up and disappears. Quiet descends again. Zichen is starting to recognize the little creaks of the floorboards, the tiny sounds of breath as they, presumably, gesture to each other to plan. Then a true silence, a pause heavy with the tingling thrill of suspense, before someone begins to walk towards him. The pace of the footsteps this time is slow, agonizingly slow, and for some reason the sound of it goes straight to his cock. He opens his mouth and licks his lips, waiting. Fingers brush against his already hard cock, starting at the base and working up. One finger presses against the slit and smears pre-cum as it pulls away. Zichen feels the tug of the rope as he instinctively leans forward and tries to follow, but he gets nowhere. When it's clear whoever it was has gone, he sighs and settles back down onto his heels, leaning his head on one arm.
"What's your guess?"
Jing Yi asks.
"I don't know," he says sadly.
"Oh,"
Sijue says with a little laugh.
"Jing Yi again?"
"Wrong," Jinling declares. "It was me."
"We got him,"
Jing Yi cheers.
"Uh-huh, try it again. Same thing. Let me see if I can tell who it is.
Zizhen doesn't get a response to that. Not that he was expecting one anyway. In the quiet, excitement builds under his skin. He waits. He wonders how he looks right now, if the sight of him flushed and hard and leaking is enough to get attention where he wants it, if he should be doing something to make himself more enticing. Footsteps interrupt his thoughts, coming straight towards him, then angle off as someone gets into the bed to his side. A tongue licks up his chest, over his nipple, then a hot mouth closes around it. Warmth spreads up from Zizhen's stomach, and his heart begins to pound as fingers, with a touch too light to be identified, tease his inner thigh. His cock twitches. The fingers are getting closer, then backing off, then getting closer, then pulling off completely, leaving him alone again. Oh, Zizhen guesses, heart still loud in his ears. That was mean. Jingyi laughs at him. Zizhen takes a deep breath, not exactly relaxing, but settling back into a more manageable state of arousal. Is he really going to survive an entire night of this, at this pace? Maybe he can get them to move a little faster. Hey, I have an idea.
You have to guess first,
Jinling says.
You?
Nope, it was Sidre.
Oh, I probably could have gotten that.
Sidre laughs.
What's your idea?
Well, we said we'd play it by ear, and now I'm thinking that I should probably get a reward when I get it right. Right?
He just wants us to touch his dick more, Jingyi says.
Isn't that what you said earlier, Jingyi? Do we not all want someone to touch our dicks?
Zizhen asks with mock solemnness.
That's fair,
Jingyi says, and Zizhen can practically see him shrug as he says it.
Speaking of...
There's a thump as something hits the floor, the telltale wet sound of mouth on cock, and then Sidre's soft, lovely gasp of pleasure. Arousal flares up deep in Zizhen's gut, and he whines quietly to himself as he imagines in great detail how they would look together. Jingyi on his knees, Sidre's hand in his hair, his face pink with...
Reward sounds fun,
Jinling says, resuming the conversation, somehow unaffected.
But we won't go easy on you.
Yes, yes, that's fine. I can do it, Zizhen says, sitting up a little straighter. You can't just poke me or something, though.
Sure.
There's a short pause.
You guys good with that?
Yes, that's good.
Sidre sounds a little breathless. There's a wet pop, and Jingyi adds,
yeah.
Okay, I'm ready,
Zizhen says eagerly, hoping to stave off any more distractions. He thinks he hears Jingyi get back to his feet. And then a snort.
Yeah, you are.
Jingyi starts to say something else, but someone shushes him. Zizhen's breath picks up in the silence. Someone comes to stand next to him on the bed. They pull two of his fingers back gently from his right hand and slide them into their mouth.
Oh, Zizhen gasps, immediately transposing the feel of that wet, silky tongue between his legs. It's so warm in there, so soft. He doesn't want it to stop, but he wonders if he moves his fingers a little, if he gets some clue. It's too late. They retreat, and he has no idea who it was.
Well, one out of three, after all.
Sichue?
It was me,
Jinling says.
You two are too alike. Zizhen says, but there's no real complaint in it.
Well, unlike someone, Sidre and I...
No, don't start that again. Give me another one, Zizhen says. Now they're all laughing at him, but he doesn't care. He's got the next one. He can feel it.
He hears footsteps walk to the other side of the bed and feels a tingle down his back as they climb up behind him.
Hands move into his hair, nails scratching along his scalp, and he shudders. This touch is too familiar. He finds himself immediately on the porch of Sidre's quarters in the cloud recesses, nodding off on Sidre's lap as he combs steadily through his hair, and his name falls from Zijin's lips without a thought. Sidre murmurs into his ear, moving in closer, letting the head of his cock brush tantalizingly against Zijin's back. Good boy, he adds, which is almost enough of a reward on its own. But Sidre isn't done. Zijin holds his breath while Sidre's hands move down Zijin's chest. One stops in the hair at the base of his cock. The other closes gently around his balls. Zijin lets his head fall back onto Sidre's shoulder, sighing heavily as the hand on his cock begins to slide up. He doesn't get much, just a few full strokes, and Sidre's thumb-spreading pre comes slowly around the head. And it's not enough, but it's good. Sidre's hands are so good. He leaves Zijin with a kiss on his cheek, and it's only the rope that keeps Zijin from falling backwards. He's just barely gotten his balance back when someone presses in close behind again, hard cock right up against Zijin's spine. His breath goes shallow as he feels knuckles graze the tops of both thighs, skirting past sensitive skin, moving in lazy circles. The tease is unbearable, and they're giving him nothing to work with either. He's about to guess Jinling, because why not? But then he hears some suspiciously soft noises from across the room. Feet shifting, a muffled sigh. That sounds like Jinling, but if he's letting someone get away with touching him, then that means...
This is Jingyi.
Okay, that's bullshit, Jingyi says, one hand lifting and wrapping unceremoniously around Zijin's cock. His movements are fast and efficient, and Zijin gasps and arcs his back into him, hips bucking on reflex with the motion.
I almost had him, and then you guys ruined it.
Jingyi, Zijin says again, this time more of a whimper.
Yeah, I heard you.
I thought this wasn't a contest,
Jinling says.
It isn't, but I would have liked to fool him at least one time, because it would have been fun, Jingyi says.
Oh, gods, fuck, Zijin adds.
Jingyi, Sidre says, that's enough. We're not done with him yet.
Zijin makes a pained noise as Jingyi's hand slows to almost a stop. His cock is ready to take whatever Jingyi will give. Maybe he can even just fuck his hand, actually, since it's... But he can't do it. He knows deep in his bones that neither of them can ignore Sidre when he talks like that.
Yeah, all right. Jingyi releases Zijin and stands up, giving his ass an affectionate squeeze on his way back to the others. Zijin blows a breath out hard between his lips. A hand cups his cheek before he has chance to try to clear his head. A thumb brushes against his bottom lip and pulls it down. Zijin gives up, doesn't think, just lets his mouth fall open, hopeful, waiting. He smells skin before he feels it, then salt hits his tongue as a cock is pushed between his lips. Zijin widens his jaw with a soft, eager noise, lips dutifully sliding up and down. He loses himself in every little reaction. The tiny motion of the hips in front of him, the hand that's digging into his scalp, the cock growing fuller against his tongue. His partner makes no sounds, but there's something familiar in the way he holds Zijin's face with one hand, a little desperately, like Zijin would try to get away. Or maybe it's years of getting to know these bodies, but all at once he knows it's Jinling. Zijin pulls back to mouth lavishly at the head, and he can see in his mind how Jinling must be biting his lip to keep silent. It's so unfair. He wants to hear him. He surges forwards to take Jinling's cock deeper into his throat. Jinling pulls out abruptly, and Zijin licks his lips in a long, showy display,
overly pleased with himself.
Jinling, he says.
I told you your dick would be obvious,
Jingyi says. Jinling ignores him. Zizhen's reward is a kiss. Jinling presses in close, and Zizhen shudders as he feels his still wet cock rubbing his own, shamelessly rutting up against it. Jinling kisses in his rough, sudden way, no pretense, just as overcome by the hungry, intimate moment they've just shared. Zizhen is bereft when he's gone, panting and hot all over from want.
Fuck, Jingyi says.
Silence. Whispers. He feels so exposed now, almost on the verge of being oversensitive, like he's not going to be able to contain himself no matter how slight the next touch is. He almost jumps when someone's hand skims his jaw, but he relaxes quickly as lips brush up against his own, and he sinks into the kiss. It's slow and deep, fingers tenderly pushing hair back off his face, and teeth scraping gently against his bottom lip. He opens his mouth wider to try to deepen the kiss, but his partner pulls away. Zizhen chases, helplessly, lips tingling with the lingering sensation.
Sichuan,
he breathes. He'd know this kiss anywhere. Sichuan hums. What do you want as a reward? He asks, a finger sliding up Zizhen's neck, pushing his chin up.
Just kiss me again,
Zizhen says, and Sichuan does. Sichuan inches in, close and warm. Zizhen doesn't expect it to last, but the moment that Sichuan breaks off, the bed shifts behind Zizhen and he doesn't have time to miss him. A hand on his neck, breath in his hair, oil-slick fingers circling his entrance.
Oh,
he gasps, squirming as a finger slides inside. It's barely anything, but he'll take it, pushing into it with an encouraging wiggle of his hips. When he gets a second finger, he can barely bite back his pathetic little whimper. And then the fingers stop. With a frustrated groan, Zizhen tries to fuck himself on them, but the hand on his neck moves to grip his hip and hold him still. Oh, right. He still has to guess. Fuck.
He wants this so bad. The fingers holding him open are a searing promise.
His mind races frantically through options. He twists his head to try to get closer, and his partner pulls back, but not in time for Zizhen to miss the smell of flowers.
Jinling?
Yeah,
Jinling says, voice low, almost pleased. Zizhen feels a thrill under his skin, a spike of hope. He knows Jinling is worked up too.
Is this my reward?
Zizhen asks breathless, as Jinling's fingers start moving again.
Not yet,
Jinling says, which might mean his reward is going to be... The bed shifts again. He feels a kiss on his collarbone, another on his jaw, one mouth trailing up his neck, another down his chest. Hands supporting him, lifting his thighs, spreading his legs. He's weightless, powerless. Jinling crooks his fingers, and Zizhen's mind goes blank. The noise that comes out of his mouth is inhuman. Someone breathes out hard against his hip.
Jingyi,
Zizhen says, automatically.
Which one?
Jinling asks, lips pressed against his neck.
He's lost track now. There's too much going on.
Jinling's back to opening him up gently and methodically, and someone has just licked a long stripe up his cock, sending a shot of pleasure up his spine.
I think...
His voice gives out as someone else closes their mouth around the head, tongue circling slowly.
I'm not going to fuck you until you figure it out,
Jinling says. And Zizhen doesn't want to believe Jinling is that cruel, really, but he won't risk it.
He tries again, but that tongue is so warm and moving so slow.
Someone bites lightly at his nipple, and a hand moves down to cup his balls.
Fuck!
Well, at least we've figured out how to beat him, Jingyi says into his chest.
Jingyi!
Jinling groans. Zizhen feels a huff of laughter around his cock, and his hips jerk up in response. A lot of things happen at once. Jinling lifts his hips for better access and starts to press slowly into him. The mouth on his cock slides off, and a different one swallows him down completely. Zizhui starts kissing him, and Zizhen loses himself in it, all the frustration and restrained energy coming out at once. Zizhui's hand finds a nipple. Jinling pants against his ear as he bottoms out, and Qingyi's nails dig into the flesh of his thighs.
Fuck,
he says again, almost a sob, when Zizhui gives him a chance to breathe. He's overwhelmed. He can't focus. He has no control over his hips, and Jinling has to tighten his grip on him to maintain the rhythm of his thrusts, each one hitting him right where he needs it. Jingyi's mouth is perfect. He can't...
We've got you,
Zizhui says, and Zizhen comes, shaking, a cry ripping through his throat. When he comes back to himself, Jinling is brushing aside the sweaty hair clinging to his neck, leaving slow, meditative kisses along his shoulder. Zizhen sags like dead weight from the rope, letting himself be untied, cleaned, and laid down gently onto the bed. Someone removes his blindfold, and his eyes open onto Jinling, lying next to him. He blinks a few times, adjusting to the candlelight, and Jinling rubs feeling back into his hands.
You know, you can use your qi to keep your circulation going,
Jinling says. Zizhen smiles. I was preoccupied by your dick in my ass. Jinling flushes, and Zizhen leans in to steal a long, lazy kiss. He listens as the sounds of what must be Zizhui fucking Jingyi behind him get louder, imagining how they must look. Jingyi's voice isn't muffled, so he's probably on his back, and the kissing sounds would mean Zizhui's attached himself to his neck. Jingyi's babbling mostly nonsense, which means he's close, and Zizhui's ignoring all his requests to go faster or harder, because that's what Zizhui does. And then, Zizhen remembers that he can watch. He turns around. It's more or less how he imagined it, but he had missed Jingyi's legs wrapped around Zizhui, his arms above his head gripping the bedframe, the way his eyes are screwed shut. The way Zizhui's hair falls over them both. His eyes move down to Jingyi's cock between them, all red and leaking and lonely, and Zizhen wants to reach over to help, but Jingyi doesn't need it. He comes untouched, muscles tensing and quivering. Zizhui picks up speed and fucks him through it, until Jingyi's moans have quieted. Then his hips stutter and come to a sudden stop. Zizhen notices that Jinling has a tight grip on his arm, and he pats it sympathetically, realizing he's forgotten to breathe himself.
So, who's next?
Jingyi asks after a while, when they've all settled. Zizhui has lain down with his head on Jingyi's shoulder, in the perfect position for Jingyi to comb leisurely through his hair, and Jingyi has taken the bait.
You,
Jinling answers immediately.
What? Why?
It's got to be you, Zizhen says. You are so bad at this. Zizhui murmurs his agreement, and Jingyi scoffs.
I'll show you guys. Maybe I'll be great at guessing.
I'm sure you'll be, Zizhen says pleasantly, and pushes up to kiss Jingyi on the forehead. Jingyi wrinkles his nose.
Maybe we should have actual steaks next time,
Jinling suggests when Zizhen lies down in his arms.
Why are you so determined to make this a competition? You can't win at sex.
I'm trying to add a new dimension to make it more fun. Why is it that when you have an idea for something kinky, it's cool, but when I do, suddenly it's...
Because all your ideas are...
Kiss, Zizhui mumbles sleepily. Zizhen starts to laugh, quickly muffled as he's squished in between Jinling and Jingyi trying to get closer. He bears it for a moment, but Jingyi's hand starts wandering, and they are still kissing, and Zijun decides to escape. He curls up against Sijue, like-minded, already on the unoccupied side of the bed. Sijue bundles him up in his arms as Zijun presses his face to his neck.
Did you have fun?
Sijue asks, voice still drowsy.
Yes,
Zijun replies, pleased and sleepy. He starts to drift off, lulled by the familiar sounds of Jinling and Jingyi's squabbling, and Sijue's snug embrace. But then a light kiss on his cheek pulls him back up from sleep.
Sijue,
he says with a yawn. Sijue chuckles, and Zijun feels warm all over.
Yes, you win. Now go to sleep.
The end.